Hello, my name is Yildiz Batez and I head up the Commercial Property and Land Development Department at Thackeray Williams Solicitors. Today I would like to talk about selling your land, whether it's commercial or residential, and how to go about obtaining the best possible return on your asset. Landowners negotiating the sale of their land, be it residential or commercial, will naturally want to achieve the best possible price. However, sometimes the best price may not be achievable until the future, for example, when planning permission is pending for a more profitable use, or if there is potential for development but planning has yet to be explored. By including an overage clause in the sale contract, landowners can ensure that they do not miss out on a lucrative development deal in the future. And this is especially important now the planning legislation is changing to make the conversion of commercial to retail easier, and also with regards to the extension of permitted development rights. So what is overage? Overage is a sum of money the buyer is required to pay to the seller, representing a share in the increased value of the land, which becomes payable when a trigger event happens, such as the grant of planning permission or possibly the implementation of permitted development rights. Overage is not always appropriate unless you are selling with the specific intention of the land being developed or it has potential to be developed. You will need to assess the likelihood of any such development in the future. The cost of negotiating overage provisions could outweigh any benefit and may affect the price the buyer is prepared to agree at the outset. It is important that you are properly advised by a commercial surveyor, as we cannot advise on the commerciality of a deal, and they will advise you as to the best possible price plus whether an overage is agreeable and whether in fact the buyer agrees a clean purchase price in order to negate the need for overage. But any such combination will need the advice of a good commercial surveyor, and we are able to recommend such surveyors if so required. Negotiations and the documents to reflect the agreed overage provisions are usually complex. Therefore, it's important that the essential terms are agreed and shown in the documents in detail, such as calculations to show how the overage payment will be achieved. The main terms will be the duration of the overage, the trigger condition, the account payable to the seller, and how the payment will be secured. Probably the most important term is how the overage arrangement is to be secured. The land may change hands a number of times, and you'll want to ensure that successors to the buyer will inherit the overage arrangement. There are various methods of securing overage, and each have their own advantages and disadvantages. The most commonly used are a legal charge, or a positive covenant secured by restriction on the title, or if this is a sale of part, a restrictive covenant, and possibly retaining a ransom strip. You will need to ensure that you obtain good legal advice from your lawyer to establish which is the best way to secure the overage. So in short, before negotiating any sale, it's important to assess the features of the land and the possibility for development in the future and what overage provisions are appropriate in addition to securing the best sale price. If you require any further information or guidance, please contact me at yildiz.betez@thackeraywilliams.com. Thank you for listening.